Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A survey commissioned by the guest experience platform Seven Rooms identifies what restaurant customers are looking for as they dine out during the pandemic. Let's discuss the results with Doug Roth, the founder and president of Playground Hospitality based in Chicago. Doug, welcome back to the program. And the four categories kind of run the gamut from the person who will not go into a restaurant, but they will get takeout frequently, two differing degrees of the safety conscious diner, and then one that wants to throw all caution to the wind and party like it's February of 2020. As a restaurant owner, how do you accommodate these four very different types of customers?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's difficult actually to accommodate everyone's needs at this point. And I think that what you need to do is really sort of concentrate on specific areas. And that would mean, for instance, carry out, delivery, and be really honed in on that. Because at this juncture, you do have quite a few fears. You were mentioning the four different types of individuals. And one is the pickup patron, for instance. And the pickup patron, only 25% of individuals at this point are comfortable picking up food. Hopefully that will increase. What's even more concerning is how many people are really interested in sitting indoors. At this point, only 27% are interested in sitting inside of a restaurant. So you really have to be able to sort of pick and choose at this juncture and figure out really the best way to maximize your profitability.
And there are two categories of diners, the safety savvy consumer and the tech conscious contactless diner. And the safety savvy consumer is one who wants the barriers between tables and real serious rearrangement of the physical facilities to make sure that social distancing and the indoor dining experience is as safe as possible. Some restaurants have tried that or done the best they could. And then the contactless diner, they want everything to be done online ahead of time so you're not touching anything or hanging around before your seating experience.
Right. And both of those can get costly. You were talking about the safety savvy guest. Well, in addition to that, they want sanitizers. They want the food to be covered. And one thing that is very important now, more than anything for most guests, is the filtration system. Hey, do you have HEPA filters? And if so, when were they put in? And because I think that the concern is that most restaurants are covering the area of contact and are not as concerned about contracting the virus that way, but more through the air particles. And so in that sort of context, like flying, that you want to be able to feel that they are doing everything possible to filter the air. And that, again, can get very expensive.
Well, thanks for joining us this afternoon, Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality based in Chicago.